Scripture readings this morning. There are two scriptures reading. The first one I want to share with you is in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. God's holy word in the New Living Translation says this: Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciples ran to the tomb to see. The other disciple outran Peter and got there first. He stooped in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings laying there. While the cloth had been covering Jesus' head and was folded up, lying to the side. Then the other disciple also went in. He saw and believed, for until then they hadn't realized that the scriptures that he would rise from the dead came to fulfill his promise. Then they went home. As you remember, we've been doing an overview of the New Testament, and we're up to 1 Thessalonians. And I want to share with you, because you've heard me say before how the Bible interprets the Bible, how the Bible affirms the scriptures. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, give us these comforting words. The Apostle Paul from prison was writing to the church of Thessaloniki, and he was encouraging the believers. We, our day and time, need that same encourage, and we need that same comfort. Hear God's word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, New Living Translation. And now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know what will happen to the Christians who have died, so you will not be full of sorrow like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that Jesus comes back. God will bring him back with all the Christians who have died. I can tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from their graves, and then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. So comfort and encourage each other with these words. A little commentary on that scriptures, because scholars have debated for a century, and no doubt will continue to debate over the events that will lead to Christ's return. What they don't debate nearly so much is that Jesus will come, and that coming and what it means. It means that for each believer, death is not a vast ending of nothingness and grief. It means that those who have place their faith into Jesus Christ, there will be a great deal and a glad reunion of joy and laughter. However, when Jesus returns, therefore, although we are sorrowful and do grieve in the face of death, we have that unmistakable, unshakable hope as our sure foundation. May God add a blessing to these readings and scriptures, and pray that you will be blessed by the message that I'll bring is why or who or how should we believe in the resurrection?